Hi, and glad you're listening to my podcast this week. This is Jim Brown, and I want to welcome all of the listeners and those who come to my website from all over the world. I'm just amazed at the number of hits I'm getting from countries in South America, parts of China, all over Europe, Australia, islands out in the Pacific. Take a look at the map on the left side of my homepage, and you'll see where so many people are coming to our site. I assume a lot of servicemen are checking in to see what's going on back home. They're from the South, Louisiana in particular, and that's probably a main focus of so many of those. But lots of other people email me and say that they just have an interest in Louisiana, and they enjoy seeing the various things we post on this website. So if you're new, welcome. And for you old-timers, glad you're coming back again with me this week. A lot of things on the website this week. Following Memorial Day, I was pretty hard last week on those who use Memorial Day as a holiday but do very little in return when it comes to flying the American flag and, quite frankly, doing any public service. So used to be you'd go into the military. I know I was exempt. I didn't have to go in the military, but it was kind of my duty. I did it back in the 60s and stayed 12 years in the Louisiana National Guard. It's a different world, a different time today, and I understand that, but volunteer service is important, and that's the focus of some of the film you'll see on my website this week. Also did a report from Beau Rivage, the great casino over in on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. If some of you have not been there, it really is similar to the Bellagio and some of the great casinos that are located in Las Vegas. It's really the gem of the Gulf Coast, and built by Steve Wynn, the great entrepreneur who has a number of new casinos. Encore is his hot new project right now, and he's building another one right now in Las Vegas. Really spectacular casino, state of the art. And Wynn's got an interesting perspective. He says that the casino business has got to change, that 60% of the income should come from the restaurants and the retail stores, the golfing outings, that kind of thing, and only 40% from gambling. We take the complete different approach in Louisiana, where we have these kind of run-of-the-mill boats, and even the main casino down New Orleans, in my opinion, is pretty drab. So we look strictly for casino revenue and don't use that as an implement to build other entities. And he says there's so much you could have done in New Orleans. He was very interested in building a casino in New Orleans, but he said there just it was not the political will. Looked like it was all wrapped up by locals, and that the experts like Wynn were not allowed to really make a serious bid. And he said, you can see the difference right now that New Orleans is not a gambling destination because, you know, people who come for a convention will maybe go by the casino. But very few people fly into New Orleans just for the sake of gambling. They'd much rather go either to Las Vegas or over to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, where it's cleaner, a little nicer atmosphere. And one of the reasons he pointed out is that we just want to do gambling, nothing but gambling in New Orleans. He said a big mistake was made not to allow in the main casino in New Orleans standalone restaurants and hotels as part of the complex. He said, look at the other entities that develop their business acumen. He says fast food restaurants. McDonald's doesn't want to go standalone. It wants to go next to Burger King and other fast food restaurants. He says that car dealers all like to stay together so that you draw the crowd to the area. Where in New Orleans, we don't take that approach. We stick riverboats in Baton Rouge clear off to themselves, or they're not part of the downtown area, and an opinion makes big mistakes. So Wynn is a real visionary. I wish he'd have been part of the Louisiana scene. And by the way, there's some rumors that the Beau Rivage is for sale. Wynn sold out the Bellagio, the Mirage, and all his group of casinos a few years back, but I understand that he's looking at buying the Beau Rivage again. Hope he does, because it's a grand casino, and I talked about it on my website this week. I'm trying to monitor the Louisiana legislature. They're in session right now, as a lot of you know, and so far it's been kind of a dead-end session there. These men and women are getting into issues that really don't make a difference in our major problems we face. Obviously, health care, education, the economy, that's where it all is. Yet we're spending hours and hours on issues like drug testing for welfare recipients. Well, there's probably a constitutional problem with that, number one. And number two, look at all the money it's going to cost to drug test welfare recipients. There might be a little abuse, but the small abuse doesn't justify the huge expenditure to be the traffic cop for the whole welfare program. And so, you know, motorcycle helmets. I wrote about that a few weeks ago. I want you to have the freedom of your own freedom to do whatever you want to do. But just don't mess with my freedoms. And when you ride without a motorcycle helmet, you know what a motorcycle rider without a helmet is? You know what you call him? You call them an organ donor. And I wrote that in my column a few weeks ago, because you're just waving the red flag. You have a serious helmet accident. Most of these young kids ride without helmets. And then you and I have to pay their bills. So I'm for your freedom of choice, but don't mess with my freedom not to have to pay your medical bills. And that's what the legislature is dealing with, not the substantive issues about how to come up with the money to pay for health care. We've got a lot of earmarks, a lot of wasted spending. Our universities are in tremendous trouble and have not been highly ranked to begin with. You know, there's not a Louisiana university, even LSU, that's in the top 200 of universities throughout this country. They're just not that relevant, and we've got to spend money to bring them up to snuff. Probably be the focus of my column next week, by the way, about the deterioration of public education, particularly our colleges and universities in Louisiana. So you may stay tuned for that. So enjoy my site, some interviews, some fun things. I've done some collages and photographs and try to keep you amused at some of the funny things going on that affect us in Louisiana. I'll keep you posted. Watch my videos, and glad you're watching today. If you got some comments, be sure and email me. My name is Jim Brown, so it's just jb@jimbrownla.com. Very simple email address. Thanks for listening. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.